is causing friction. This is the podcast where we get a little uncomfortable, a little awkward on our journey of healing through mindfulness and becoming self-aware. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but hi, hello, welcome to the 1 year anniversary of Causing Friction. Ah! First, thank you. Thank you. I want to start this episode with expressing so much gratitude because I couldn't have continued down this path without all of your support. The kind of conversations that I've had on the podcast, off the podcast, have truly shown me a deeper meaning to my life. And that is connection. I've had so many people reach out, tell me their personal stories that I just didn't imagine these kinds of people would confide in me. And throughout the year, I've heard so many stories and had so many people come from such a intense vulnerability, and I admire that. And I want to say thank you so much. I was given a safe space to be vulnerable, and in turn, that gave you a safe space to be vulnerable back. And I want to thank you because there were points during this year I felt imposter syndrome. I felt like I needed to question my abilities, that I needed to question what I was doing, who would even listen. And I just came down to, why am I doing this? And there was self-doubt, and that's inevitable. It's going to happen to anyone when you are trying something new. But what's interesting is that this self-doubt really only creeped in twice during the span of this year. And both times when I was unsure of my path, it was like the universe was conspiring to give me reassurance and wouldn't let me suffer. Because both times when I felt deep senses of doubt, when I was questioning myself and this path, I had just had so many thoughts of giving up, and the universe didn't let me. The second I thought of giving up, one of you would message me and tell me how grateful you are for my most recent episode because it made you feel not alone. And like they weren't the only person experiencing what I was talking about. It gave them a voice. And then when this happened, it was just so obvious that my purpose became clear again. So I truly need to thank you because I'm human. While this podcast gave me the opportunity to truly be myself, express my voice, it also has given me the space to be real, to experience pain, to be open, to be honest with my own mental health struggles. And I think that that's something I find invaluable from this. The podcast brought me closer to so many people in my life. And for that, I could not be more grateful because what I've learned is that the quality of my relationships is the utmost importance in my life. And the way that I love people, the way that I treat people, the way that I will be there for them no matter what, is something that I prioritize and will continue to prioritize. And while there are so many positives I've learned about myself through this, there are also some that I learned that are not so pretty. I learned how much I struggle with discipline, with doing things I know are good for me, but sometimes I just don't feel good doing. Sometimes I almost want to not feel good. I want to continue to feel bad and revel in that pain because sometimes I feel like I don't deserve that pain to go away, or I don't deserve that happiness. And that's hard to admit. It's really hard to admit that and say out loud for myself. But something I also learned is I've only begun on my own healing journey. And I kind of feel like I'm entering stage two. Like this podcast is going into season two. I feel like I am entering my own second season of healing. It's like the first season I was coming to terms with the fact that I have a lot more work to do than maybe I realized. And maybe I don't know it all. And I became overwhelmed with knowledge. And I didn't really understand how all of this knowledge I was obtaining from so many different sources, so many books, so many podcasts, so many movies, documentaries, I didn't understand how it all specifically applied to me, but I wanted to understand and grasp it. And what I really learned is that I need to separate obtaining knowledge for the podcast and obtaining knowledge for my own healing journey. I can do it simultaneously, but I do need to separate the two. I need to still give myself that space, that dedication, and that time for myself. That doesn't mean that anything is stopping. That doesn't mean that I'm slowing down. It just means that I need to be a little bit smarter with my time and how I am allocating some of the hours of podcasting. Maybe I can shave 30 minutes off and dedicate it to my own learning for my own healing. And where this season one was coming to terms with the fact that I have so much more work to do. I really wanted in season two to understand what that meant for me. Okay, I want to do more work on myself. That's great, but we all know having a really vague idea gets you nowhere quick. So what do I need to do in stage two, in season two, to expand, to heal, to grow as a person? And I'm so excited to learn what that is because I actually don't have an answer yet. I have part of an answer, which is something really excited that I'm going to announce in the next episode. But what I've come to terms with is my life and my purpose is expansion. I want to expand my ability to love. I want to expand my mindset through many different channels, through travel, through culture, through lots and lots of different forms of therapy, through movement, through conversations with all of you. Expansion is why I am here. I also am here to give you a voice, to give everyone who has ever felt alone and not seen and not heard a voice. Now, over the past year, I have interviewed and spoken to so many amazing people. And thank you to those that I was able to interview. Thank you to everyone who interviewed me. I'm so excited for season two. And I want to take a second to reflect on a few of my favorite episodes from season one. I think my absolute favorite episode still is actually the very first, well, technically second, that I released, Finding Comfort in Chaos. Now, this episode means everything to me because it was my first official aha moment where I realized what was inside of me. And I really came to terms with accepting the fact that I am not healed, that I have demons, and that I was actually holding myself back. And I was stopping myself from being happy for so many years. But to no fault of my own, I wasn't aware. I wasn't conscious. I wasn't to a point of being so self-aware I could observe my own actions and understand why I was doing them. So now looking back, listening to that episode again, I listen and I am so proud of myself. And I say that right now and I'm like blushing and I'm gushing and it just makes me so proud to listen to. And apparently that's everyone's favorite as well because it is the number one listened to out of almost 40 episodes. My goal when starting this is I wanted to do 25 episodes in a year. Now I'm close to 40, so I surpass that. Now, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because this is just, let's wrap up a year. Let's talk about what's coming ahead. And I just really wanted to take a moment to say, hey, I'm proud of myself. And I have never actually stuck to something for this long, this consistently. And for anyone who is a little bit of like a squirrel brain, you will understand how hard it is to stick with something. Even if you don't necessarily, you know, feel like you have that, sticking with a hobby for a full year where you have to do something every single week and no one is holding you accountable except for yourself, that is difficult. It was difficult and it was challenging, but I don't think I'd change anything. I truly had a good time interviewing people and I truly enjoyed it. And that's why I'm continuing. This journey taught me a lot about myself. I've learned so much about other people. I've expanded in that sense as well. I've been able to see other people's perspectives, the way that they live, the way that they love, the way that they experience things as a child, and the way that it in turn has given them certain characteristics as an adult. And I find all of that fascinating. I find it so incredibly fascinating and it keeps me curious. And I think that's something important with having a hobby is you need to have a fire inside of you for curiosity and fun and still look at something and wonder more and more about it. So honestly, thank you everyone for everything. I'm so happy. I am not stopping anytime soon. I might take a break to go on vacation because I definitely could use a beach day. But again, thank you so much. I appreciate your support and hang on for the official season one wrap up, season two, number one episode, because that special guest is actually going to be my partner. And I know some people are very curious what this man is going to be like, since you've probably heard things about him, heard things about a relationship. So we are going to give you all of the juicy details, but more importantly, you'll get to meet him. And I'm so grateful that he has decided to do this with me. So thank you all so much. I'll see you next time.